This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez of PodTech News at the 2006 AdTech Conference, a gathering of marketers who are talking about media and technology. The opening keynote was from Mark Kwame, legendary investor in such notables as Google, Yahoo, and now podcasting and IP-delivered video. In this first of three parts of his opening keynote address, Mark says the value of the internet to advertisers far exceeds the actual amount of ad dollars spent to reach internet users. The gist, he says the net is building up a lot of pent-up demand.
I want to talk to you about the golden age of the internet. I think we are entering one of the most exciting times ever. And being a historian, I actually have my degree is in French literature and history. So that's why I'm a venture capitalist. Anyway, I'm a big history buff, and I love history. And it's interesting, you look back at what happened in television, it's very similar to what I think is going to happen here in the internet. So for example, I love this quote from the New York Times. The problem with television is that the people must sit and keep their eyes glued on a screen. The average American family hasn't time for it. For this reason, if for no other, television will never be a serious competitor to radio. How many people were saying this to the internet about 5 or 6 years ago when we were talking about the internet to television, the internet to more traditional media? And that was done in 1939. Well, what's interesting, in 1950, only about 5% of households had a television. By 1960, close to 90% of American households had a television. Just think of what happened in the internet in this last 10 years, okay? In addition, advertising exploded. It surpassed radio in about 1954, 1955. So let's talk about the internet. This is when the commercial internet began. Anyone know what this date represents? There you go, I heard it. It's the day Netscape went public. People don't remember December 15th. That was the day that CKS went public. Anyway, that was the day Netscape went public. And in the impressionable mind of everyone in the United States and then soon to be the world, the commercial internet was really born. And things have really grown in the first 10 years of the commercial internet. So for example, in 1995, we had I'm going to have to put my glasses on. I can't see this thing over here. About 10 million. I'm getting old here. Okay, about 10 million guys on the internet, folks on the internet, and now we have over 100 million. You can see the numbers here. Online advertising grew from 66 million. There was a time, I think it was 1996, where CKS, my little agency, placed a third of all internet advertising, which was pretty amazing at the time. Now it's over, now it's 10 billion and growing. E-commerce, so on and so forth. But more importantly, some fantastic companies were created. Okay, that have real value and have real profitability. I mean, everyone talked about the fact that we had this huge boom and then this massive bust, and the internet, you can't make money, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, guess what? It made a couple billionaires. And some really fabulous companies were created. And it reminds me a lot of what happened in the early age of the personal computer. I was fortunate enough to start working at Apple Computer in 1980, which was about 2 or 3 years after their creation. And great companies were created, like Apple, like Lotus, like Microsoft, and some really great companies were created. But we also, people forget about Osborne and VisiCorp and software publishing, and there was all these companies that did this and then did that as well. So these cycles are normal. This is a slide that I think is, I have a couple, if you think about slides. Look how the media landscape has changed. This is the market value of the top media companies in the United States. Okay, 10 of them did not exist pre-1990. Okay, the market is changing, and then the one, Google, who is number one, didn't exist 7 years ago. Okay, so very quickly, our landscape where we go to our marketers and advertisers and promote our services to them, the companies that we're placing ads on, the most valuable ones, many of them did not exist 10 years ago. So this is, I think we all have been hearing what Fox has been doing, and I think Rupert Murdoch has got it right. We are at the very, very beginning of the digital age. And a lot of people have been, what age is this? And one phrase I'm kind of liking, because everyone talks about internet media or new media, or I kind of like the phrase modern media, is that this is what's going on today in the modern world on media. And I think we are literally in the very beginning areas in that. Now, I want to give you a couple slides why I think that is the case. First of all, we got to look at what's going on. We're having significant declining listenership, declining audiences on television. I mean, to reach 18 to 35-year-olds on the television today is virtually impossible unless you put ads on the Ultimate Fight Network. I mean, that's about it. I don't know if you noticed, Spike TV is going like this because they found an audience and their advertising dollars are going up like that. It's one of the few places where you're seeing a lot of growth. Newspapers, circulation peaked in 1987. That's almost 20 years ago. You just go through the list. It's, music sales, so on and so forth. This is, I'm sure some of you have seen this slide before, but this is one of the most important slides in our business. In the average home that has a broadband internet, the time spent watching television is about 33% of the time of that family. 38% of total ad dollars are consumed of that home on the TV during that 33% of the time. But 32% of the time, they are on the internet. I don't know if any of you have kids. I have teenage boys. And even my young girl, they are on the internet all the time. But only 5% of the advertising consumed by that whole household is being consumed through the internet. What does that tell you? It tells me is we've seen nothing yet. The amount of advertising that is going to come onto the net, and by the way, I say onto the net, not onto the web. Okay, the net is a lot of things. The net is everything from web pages to podcasting to emails to RSS to mobile. We are going to the time of the constantly connected consumer, where they're always connected. But this is a very, very important chart. And where do you think it's going to, I think the most brilliant guy on the planet was the guy that sold Knight Ridder a couple of months ago. Okay, I don't want to own a newspaper. I mean, look at that. I mean, who wants to own a newspaper? So the next thing is look at U.S. ad spending per household. Promotions, direct mail, we're spending $1,000 per household. When I was at CKS, we did a lot of work for MCI, and I thought it was interesting. The woman there who was head of direct marketing says, we call every house in America 3 times a year. We remember all those calls. Anyway, so internet online is still minuscule compared to some of these top areas. We are going to see those dollars that are in promotions, that are in direct telephone, that are in newspapers, it's going to go. I mean, I was actually on a plane the other day and I picked up the San Jose Mercury. And I remember as a kid, I'd pick up the San Jose Mercury and go right to the classifieds. I'm a motorcycle guy for all the guys who know me. And I'd always look at the motorcycle classifieds. There are no more motorcycle classifieds. The classified section in the Mercury is about 3 pages. Who goes to the paper to get classified information? They go on the net. The next thing is CPM by media type. Okay? Network prime time is really, really expensive. Average $64 CPM. On the internet, for a run of network, it's 10 bucks. Okay, internet premium, it's 30 bucks. It's still, even premium internet advertising is half of network prime time. What does that tell you? The money's coming. The wave is coming. Okay? I could go on and on and on. The other neat, interesting thing about this is the more people are on the internet, the more time they spend. Usage doesn't go down, usage goes up. Okay? And the more time, advertisers need to go where consumers are spending time. And they're spending time on the internet. Next, look at this. You look at the top viewerships of television shows ever. I don't know if you can read this, but MASH, the last episode, had 106 million people view it. Yahoo Daily's at 45 million. You look at, Sex and the City, last episode, only had 11 million people. Seinfeld, last episode, had 76 million people. So Yahoo is pretty soon, you need to look at all the networks, what's happening? Yahoo has about 5 times the audience every day that an NBC, CBS, ABC, or Fox does. What does that mean? Okay, the money is coming to the internet. Okay, internet remote control. I'm sure most of you guys are iTunes user. iTunes is not about tunes anymore. It's about everything. It's amazing to me. It is like my remote control. I get my podcasts, I get my television, I get my music, you know, anything that's digital media, it is becoming my remote control for my media consumption, because I now get to consume the media that I want, whether it's highly produced Lost episodes or, you know, my local, you know, my motocross podcast, all the way down to, you know, the latest Eagles song or whatever. You know, and we all know what's going on there. But I really think, I think that Steve has done a fabulous job at Apple, at remaking Apple, basically understanding it's about the media. It's how do you get to the media?